Life Audio.
A Prayer to Calm Your Fears by Betsy DeCruz, read by Leah Martin. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed. Mark 6:50b and 6:51. As a child, I had to check under the bed several times each night to make absolutely sure no monsters lurked down there. Then as a teen, I could barely get into a swimming pool after seeing the movie Jaws because of potential sharks on the deep side of the pool. Years later, as an adult, I know enough not to fear monsters under the bed or sharks in a swimming pool. However, now I have more real fears to deal with, like the problem that showed up on my credit report last week. After a sleepless night fearing someone had stolen my Social Security number, I learned it was a simple reporting error. Fear might lurch our hearts into overdrive when we wonder how we'll pay the bill or find a new job. Fear attacks our peace when a loved one has to go in for a skin cancer removal or when we're dealing with a life-threatening illness. As parents, we worry about our kids. As children, we worry about our parents. In the face of fear, we can take comfort in Jesus' words to the disciples when he walked across the water to rescue them in the storm. "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Mark 6:50b. The disciples had been struggling several hours in the middle of the Sea of Galilee because a strong wind came against them. For reasons we don't know, Jesus waited until early morning to walk out to them. They must have been scared out of their minds because when they saw Jesus, they thought he was a ghost. But when Jesus got into their boat, the wind ceased. His very presence calmed the storm. So what wind is coming against you today, my friend? Maybe you're struggling against the wind of illness, unemployment, or conflict in your home. Perhaps you're fearing the worst as winds of discouragement beat you down. Maybe you wonder why Jesus is taking so long to come and rescue you. May I encourage you to take heart? Jesus sees you. How about inviting Jesus into your boat today? Invite him into your situation. Ask Jesus to come and be with you as you face the wind coming against you. Take courage. Jesus is closer than you think. He can calm any fear. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life today. I give you control of my difficult situation. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I can take courage and not be afraid. Forgive me for worrying instead of trusting in your steadfast love and infinite power. Calm the storm inside me and the winds coming against me. Help me today to remember you're with me. Show me step by step what to do in this situation. And when there's nothing I can do, help me to rest in you and trust your faithfulness. I know you see me, and I invite you into my boat today. Jesus, I call on you to help me navigate my circumstances. I praise you for your great power to speak peace over my fears. I surrender every worry and concern to you. Instead of fearing the worst, I choose to trust you are working for my good. Fill me with faith and give me the grace I need. In your powerful name I pray. Amen.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.